College Greek Life Alumni Mentorship Network. Welcome to Side Hustle School. In this week's first $1,000 segment, we're going to delve into the story of a college grad who creates this mentorship platform, connecting fraternity and sorority members with alumni for career guidance. That's right. This is part of a feature we call Your First $1,000. How does someone go from having an idea about something to taking the practical steps and turning it into a paycheck? Well, not a paycheck, because that kind of comes from your employer, but ongoing money that you create yourself, which can turn into all kinds of things, right? So it's not just about $1,000. It's about what that $1,000 represents and how we can go from $1,000 to $2,000 to $10,000 and beyond. Last week, we had a crazy story about this guy who creates AI-powered TikTok accounts. We're going to bring it back down to earth here a little bit. That is earth these days. Everything is AI. Who knows what the world's going to look like in a few years, but that's a whole other topic. So let's hear today from Jessica in Fort Myers, Florida. She has created this platform. I guess maybe she uses AI for something, but it is a very analog and manual process for the most part. And she is connecting people with professional resources and has found a way to profit from it herself. So let's hear from her about how this came to be, perhaps a couple of lessons for somebody else out there who also wants to go from idea to income. I'm going to hand it over to Jessica. I'll come back at the end with a couple of brief comments.
Hey there, I'm Jessica. Launching a platform to bridge the gap between Greek Life alumni and current members for career mentorship wasn't just about an idea. It was about execution, networking, and creating a service that genuinely resonated with both parties. My journey started during my final year in college, where I was actively involved in my sorority. Recognizing the potential in leveraging this vast network, I began conceptualizing a mentorship platform. But there was a challenge. How do I engage a wide range of alumni and convince current members of the real value in this service? I started by leveraging my immediate connections within my sorority. I reached out to recent alumni I knew personally, pitching the idea and asking for their feedback. Their insights were crucial in shaping the platform. To create a truly compelling offer, I focused on what both alumni and current members stood to gain. For alumni, it was a chance to give back, stay connected with their fraternity or sorority, and potentially scout emerging talent. For current members, it was direct access to industry insights, networking opportunities, and guidance that could give them a head start in their careers. Developing the platform required careful planning and a modest initial investment. I started with a basic website, integrating a simple yet effective matchmaking system based on career fields, interests, and availability. To fund this, I used savings and a small personal loan, believing firmly in the potential of this venture. For pricing, I settled on a tiered subscription model. The basic tier offered access to the mentorship network and some webinars, while premium tiers included personalized mentor matching, exclusive networking events, and one-on-one career coaching sessions. The real test came when I started marketing the platform. I relied heavily on word of mouth, leveraging Greek Life events to spread the word. I also created a targeted social media campaign, sharing testimonials from early users, both mentors and mentees, who had positive experiences. A pivotal moment was organizing the first major networking event, funded partly by the initial subscription fees. This event not only cemented the platform's credibility, but also demonstrated its tangible benefits. The success of this event led to an increase in subscriptions, pushing my earnings past the $1,000 mark. Reflecting on this venture, the key was understanding the unique dynamics of Greek life, the strong sense of community, and the untapped potential in these networks. My advice to anyone looking to start a similar platform is to focus on the value you're providing and to build strong, genuine connections within your target community. Today, my platform is more than just a business. It's a thriving community that fosters meaningful mentorships and career advancement. It's a testament to the power of combining a solid network with a service that addresses a genuine need.
Big thanks to Jessica for telling us about her first $1,000. Listeners, I hope you found it encouraging. I want to remind you there is a project for you as well. There's something you can do to have money coming in on an ongoing basis, to wake up and see, oh, I just slept 8 hours or whatever, and I got some payment notifications. That's nice. That's a little bit different from my day job or whatever it is I normally do to make money. And I think there is something that everyone can do. I think this is accessible. We live in a world in which there's so much possibility, and I want to encourage you to take advantage of it. I want to encourage you to move forward with your ideas. If you have a question or an update for us about your hustle, sidehustleschool.com. Today's notes, sidehustleschool.com/2627. New episodes every day, 7 days a week. It's available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. Always completely free. That's it for now. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.